Hello and welcome to 411 Mania presents the Exploding Barrel Podcast for October 27th, 2007. This is Mike Minotti, Edge Guy with me as always.
Our name got longer.
Yes. We are now an official part of the 411 Mania family.
I should also point out that I'm right now sitting on a couch about 4 feet away from Mike.
Yes. Believe it or not, now that we record the podcast in the same room, it's actually more complicated.
Yeah, we need to, like, buy equipment down the line. It's troublesome. So we accept donations.
Yeah, no, we don't. AJ wants me to buy some $8 microphone to replace this $100 headset I bought, which apparently, what'd you say?
You said it was 80.
I was guessing. It was really expensive, and now you just want me to, like, not use it anymore.
That's a good gaming headset.
But I don't PC game anymore.
Right. Oops. Forgot to put my phone on silent.
Why did you even acknowledge it? If you're recording a podcast. Whoops, my phone rang. No one can hear it. I better
point
it out.
They probably could hear it. Anyway.
God, this whole thing's shot. We should start over again.
It's fun. Let's keep rolling
with
it.
I don't think it's fun at all.
Yeah. Go ahead. What are we doing?
When we have all these new listeners for this first podcast associated with 411.
They're going to see we're relaxed. We're loose. We're a good time.
I'm irritated. All right, let me go over the format. We start off with news. Edge Guys got that. Then we go on to the best ever. That's when we talk about the best ever, game in a series, game for a console. You know, sometimes even wacky stuff. We did best controller once. Maybe we'll do something wacky today, huh?
Oh, boy.
We're not.
Okay.
Then we do our week in gaming. So we talk about the games we've been playing, that sort of thing. Then Mike's Adventures in Final Fantasy. For those of you who don't know, I am in the middle of an epic quest to beat every single Final Fantasy. I started this in about late July, and I am on Final Fantasy VIII right now, so I'll be talking about that. Then we're going to talk about the downloadable game releases, followed by the weekly game releases, and that'll be the whole show.
Yep.
So why don't you get to the news already?
Okay, news. Not a lot this week, but I got some stuff. We have information on various Warhawk patches. The first one, due out at the end of October, the 1.1 patch, just fixes some server-side settings.
Okay.
And not much else.
Do we have to start with patches? Patches
are
so boring.
Yeah, that's, I'm getting it out of the way.
Just hurry up.
Well, apparently the 1.1 patch was accidentally released early to people with the disk-based version of Warhawk.
Oh my god, this is exciting.
Yeah, will you let me
go? Just go.
If you downloaded that patch, you need to delete, like, your game data to go back to 1.0 or else you can't play online. Patch will be out like next week or something. Then the 1.2 patch, which actually does fix like gameplay problems that should have been fixed like in 2 weeks, will come out early to mid-December. The feature I'm looking forward to is that allows you to set motion control for your Warhawk, but like stick control for your vehicles.
Yeah, well, I just want them to stabilize servers. That's the big problem right now.
Yeah, that'll help. That should be in the 1.1.
Warhawk's a very fun game, but it's hard to get into a server.
It's enjoyable.
But
I find Capture the Flag just doesn't work, though. It's too hard to cap. The Territories is fun.
Territories is a lot of fun. But you're talking about leaks. You're going to talk about the Mario Galaxy leak, right?
I heard, yeah.
There's a rumor.
You know more about it, so go ahead.
Well, I from what I understand, I guess they've been, Nintendo's been sending, like, GameStops, you know, like, a copy of the game for, like, kiosks and stuff. But, you know, the game has, like, it cuts you off after 10 minutes. But I guess the full game's on there.
Really?
So supposedly someone got the game, got rid of the 10-minute time limit thing and put it online. And if you have, like, some sort of hacked Wii, you can play it. I don't know. It's a rumor. But, you know, if you could go magically download a file, burn onto a disc, and put it on your Wii and play Mario Galaxy early, would you? The only problem is if Shiggy ever found out, he would hate you. And he wouldn't be your friend anymore. But you get to play Mario Galaxy early, and he probably won't find out.
What if I say I'll just limit myself to 10 minutes and turn it off?
I do not think you could play 10 minutes of Mario Galaxy
That's
and turn
very
it
true.
Off.
I wouldn't do it. I mean,
I'm not going to do it just because I'm lazy and I'm not going to hack my Wii.
I mean, I'll admit, I've like downloaded some Dreamcast games like recently since it's dead and things like that, but I've never pirated a recent game. I just can't do it.
I've never pirated anything except for last week when I talked about those ROMs I played.
Hey, how many MP3s are on your computer?
MP4s from iTunes.
Uh-huh.
Those are all perfectly legal.
Yes. Speaking of things perfectly legal, satire is one of them, but apparently Rockstar doesn't care. We talked about before they complained about the Grand Theft scratchy posters at the Leipzig Game Convention. And now, apparently, they had to remove Grand Theft Scratchy from the game entirely. The section has been renamed to Mob Rules.
Is Mob Rules even, like, indicative of something?
No, they could have, like, I don't know, like Saints Mo or something.
Saints Mo. But Mo's not a part of that one. Saints Scratch? I don't know.
I think they could have come something better, but... Again, I just can't believe Rockstar, of all people.
You keep saying Rockstar. I think it's more Take-Two than Rockstar.
Yeah, well, even, like, you gotta know who you're, like, representing.
Well, you know, it suits.
Yeah, I hate them.
Wait, I just read, I think one of the achievements in the Simpsons game, I thought this was pretty funny, is easiest achievement ever. Apparently you get 5 points just for pushing the start button and starting the game.
That's like getting 5 points for writing your name on your paper. You know, at school they ever do that, you get some bonus points.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
My teachers must have liked me. So we all want that rumble on our PlayStation 3s, huh? Despite it being last gen. The PS3 1.94 firmware will add this support into the system. While it won't be available for download immediately, if you go by Ratchet & Clank Future Tools of Destruction, the new firmware is right on the disc. Still no word whether or not the new Rumble controllers will also rumble for backwards compatible games. And with Sony's like downplayed importance of backwards compatibility, I'm worried that it won't now.
Right. I don't know. With all this backwards compatibility stuff, I understand why some people are upset, but I still use my PS2 so much that I just can't muster up a lot.
But why don't you use it?
What, my PS3?
Why don't you use the PS3 for your backwards compatibility?
Because it's upstairs.
And the Rumble.
No, it's mostly because it's upstairs.
We'll bring it downstairs.
No, because that upstairs TV does 1080p.
Eh, fine.
I'm just lazy, that's all.
Okay, I'll accept that.
The PS2 works just as good. It's down here. It's quiet. I don't know. But, I wanted to talk about something. Wait, what were we just talking about?
Rumble.
Firmware, Rumble. Ratchet & Clank. Have you seen those Ratchet & Clank reviews? They're all over the place.
Everywhere,
I've seen 100 from somebody. That probably a stupid 100. But 9.5 from IGN, 85 from 1UP, and a 7.5 from GameSpot. Which is interesting because it's all over the place, but also funny because it's so kind of like what you'd expect. Because IGN always has, you know...
Yeah, the high scores. GameSpot's always tougher. 1UP, I believe.
1UP's the wild card.
I tend to believe 1UP. Just because I feel
Why?
Like...
Why? Because you like their...
Because I feel like I at least understand. I could because I know the
because
editors.
Because you know them so well because you watch their little TV
I'm
show.
I'm best friends with them.
Yeah, right.
I get an idea of what they like, and if I see they wrote a review in a game, I could kind of understand if they liked it or not.
Whatever.
Anyway.
You live with your delusions that you're all best friends.
I'm going to be invited to their birthday parties.
All 26 of you listeners, I don't like any of you. Don't think that, you know.
I love you guys.
Don't think
idolize
that,
me.
Don't think that you should value my opinions more.
You could come to my birthday party. Maybe you could come to my birthday party in Animal Crossing, because Edge Magazine apparently is reporting that.
you try so freaking hard with your segues.
I do.
God.
I like that one. Anyway, jeez. Edge Magazine has a quote that it goes like this. A Japanese source has confirmed to Edge that the upcoming Wii iteration of Animal Crossing is set to be a social networking MMO.
So what, it's going to be home?
Yeah, I guess, or like Second Life or something.
I bet it'll be just a bad... I don't know.
I mean, I like Animal Crossing. I played a bunch of it on the DS. But, I mean...
I didn't play that much of it. It
doesn't seem like the Wii has the online infrastructure for an MMO. Well, it's like exchange friend codes. Like every time someone's about to walk on the screen, it's like someone's coming, type in their friend code.
Well, they can always change it per game.
I guess.
But, I don't know. This is coming from Edge. Yeah.
Well, they don't report on a lot of rumors usually, so who knows? They could be right.
They may be fabricating their own rumors.
Yeah.
Try to get some subscriptions up.
Another rumor states that Game Boy downloads might be coming to the DS. This comes from Wire's Game Life blog. In the face of the rampant kind of piracy of like flash drives that go into the GBA port on the DS and Game Boy... Nintendo's going to release their own flash card that'll go into the GBA port of the DS, and using some kind of virtual console-like service, you could download Game Boy and Game Boy Color games.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah.
What kind of Game Boy games would you like to download?
Like Super Mario 2?
Super Mario Land 2?
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
And I want my Heroes of Might and Magic for the Game Boy Color back.
Oh, that's pretty random.
And the nice thing is, I mean, those games are tiny. Like, we're talking less than 100K for a lot of them. So, I mean, any decently sized flash drive will hold a whole bunch of games.
Yeah, be neat.
And then we got the Forza Motorsport 2 saw some new content come out earlier in the week. It was originally priced at 600 Microsoft points or 750. And for once, finally, fans complaining of price won, and it just got dropped to 400 points or $5, which seems a little bit more reasonable.
Wait, you didn't say what the content is.
Oh, it's a new track, but the track itself has like five different like subtracks within it. I haven't played Forza in a long time, so I'm not really up to what
I
it
think
is.
I think I played more Forza than you did.
But you
and
just
you brought it
painted
home that
cars.
One weekend. I played a lot of Forza. I did more than paint cars.
Well, I still never saw that. You made a Mega Man car, did you say?
Yeah.
I didn't really get to see that.
I'm pretty sure I showed you. I got screenshots on their site somewhere.
Excellent. And lastly, we'll talk about some Smash Brothers.
I put those screenshots on the blog, by the way. People can see my Mega Man car. But talk about Smash Brothers. I love Smash
you
Brothers.
You do love Smash Brothers. We got first of all, the reveal that Kirby foe King Dedede will be a playable character similar to Bowser and Donkey Kong. He's kind of like the big
first bruiser. First off, that's awesome because King Dedede, sweet. Game needs more villains. I'm a little worried, though, because Bowser and Donkey Kong are pretty horrible characters to play as in Melee. I just hope they got the balancing better for those big characters.
Well, that delay should hopefully give them time.
Well, I don't know about their balancing abilities. I'm confident, though, but just, you know, there comes a point in tournament play where if your character is slow, you know, it's just bad. It doesn't matter how strong he is. You know, they do one of their strong attacks, you can get in three, you know, regular attacks that'll do more damage.
I like Donkey Kong. He shrugs his shoulders. It looks so confused.
Yes, isn't that adorable?
Yes. And then rumors are flying that Crystal, the cosplaying favorite fox from Star Fox Adventure, might be playable, or at least an assist trophy. Apparently, was the actress who does the voice for Zero Suit Samus
there's
put
an
Crystal
actress
on her resume.
Her name is Alicia Glidewell or something like that. And it's just like on her resume part of her site, you know, she has like all the games she did voice work for. For Smash Brothers Brawl, it says Crystal from Star Fox, Knuckle Joe from Kirby, and Zero Suit Samus from Metroid. Zero Suit Samus, we know, is a playable character. Knuckle Joe, that cannot be a playable character.
I think we already know he's an assist trophy.
You're right. We already do know he's an assist trophy. Crystal, I mean, I hope it's an assist trophy. I can see them making her a playable character. I really hope not. I don't know.
She's probably
just
being a fox clone. And I'd rather have Falco.
Oh, she's not going to be a fox clone. Falco's a I thought they said no more clones, but that just may have been a lie. I don't know. Crystal would be lame. I mean, who likes Star Fox Adventures, really?
They stuck her in the DS Star Fox game.
She's part of, like, she took
Pepe's
place.
Yeah, he retired.
And Pepe's
she
like
got
the commander
in there.
Now.
I was like, oh, screw you. I want Pepe. Do a barrel roll. That's all I got.
That's it for news?
Yeah, like I said, not a lot this week.
Didn't we find out that the disc coming with the arcade SKU is the real versions of the games?
Yeah, I guess I should mention that. The arcade SKU, Microsoft confirmed its existence. It's out by the time you hear this. And it is, in fact, the five full games. I don't know why it took so long.
Yeah, you think like as soon as like someone was like, I heard they're just the trial games, Microsoft would be like, no, that's not true.
Well, they were like saying, yo, people have bought them already. There's videos of them opening the box, but we still don't know. Well, couldn't we ask those people to, you know, put that disc in and see what happens?
Maybe there was like a code they weren't unlocking yet.
I have no idea.
I don't really know either. So, geez, that's it. That's a short news section. I kind of liked it though.
Yeah.
But let's move on to the best ever.
What do you got?
There's not very much news. No major releases. So nothing themed this week. But we're gonna go with the best Nintendo DS game ever thus far.
Ooh.
Thus far. I'm sure you have some favorites in mind.
Yeah, I do.
The first DS game that I really enjoyed. Well, actually, I was going to say something else, but I guess the first one I really enjoyed was Meteos, actually.
Yeah.
When I think about it.
Which I lost.
Still my favorite portable puzzle game, really.
It's fantastic. It's a lot of fun.
So many people got into Lumines. I cannot understand the attraction.
I enjoy
Lumines,
but I like Meteos more.
I like Meteos a lot more.
And there's the Disney Meteos that's out now, which I like the way it plays with the vertical orientation, but like you think Q Entertainment, who's so known for their music in their games, and Disney, who has music in their movies, and it doesn't use a single actual Disney song in the game. It's all a bunch of generic junk.
Yes, but I really liked Meteos because, yeah, the music was sweet in Meteos, actually. Mm-hmm, yeah. That was a great game. But then after that, one I thought of first was Kirby Canvas Curse.
It was the first game that, like, showed you can play just with the touchscreen, and it worked.
Yeah, I mean, I really loved Kirby Canvas Curse. Played really well. I need to play it again sometime, actually. I mean, it was a little short, but definitely one of the more memorable Kirby games. They made a real Kirby game after it. That was fun and all, but, I mean, that was just a Kirby game.
Canvas
Curse was really interesting at the time. Something I'm thinking about, Mario and Luigi 2 Superstar Saga or whatever.
Yeah, I never finished it.
I didn't care for it very much. I liked the first one.
I think I just liked the formula in the first one, and this one was just kind of more of the same, even though, like, you got the babies in there.
I think that was two characters too many.
Yeah.
It was like A, B, X, and Y.
It's still fun, but
I don't know. That one I didn't fall for quite as much. I got to talk about Phoenix Wright, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
I love Phoenix Wright. Did you play much of Phoenix Wright?
I played it, but I never beat the first one, even. I got stuck, actually.
It really harkens back to the LucasArts Adventure games in a way for me. Not so much, like, item collecting, like, kind of, you know, there's a lot of guessing, hit-and-miss kind of stuff. That's part of the genre. It actually has good writing, which is a real big rarity.
Yeah.
And those games were just a lot of fun. You always feel good about yourselves. I had to beat the last mission of the second game because I got to get ready for the third game. It's coming out soon. It was incredibly fulfilling to yell objection and all that stuff. I mean, my friends will still make fun of me because, like, they were just sitting around talking and I was playing the game and I was yelling, "Hold it! Hold it!"
You know, you can just
objection!
Push the button.
Yeah! Why would I just push the button? Why would you do that? But I really, really enjoyed the Ace Ventura games, I almost said.
Ace Ventura.
Wow, Ace Attorney games. But after that was my favorite for a while, actually, until I think Elite Beat Agents came out.
That game is fantastic. I wondered how you would do just a kind of basic music game on the DS, and they did it. That game is great.
Yeah, that might actually be one of my favorite music games. I like it more than Guitar Hero myself.
It's so silly.
It is.
But then they had that song where the little girl's dad died, and it was the saddest thing ever.
Fun song, though.
Thank God I didn't fail that song. I would have felt terrible.
Well, it's not like you win the song and he comes back or anything.
This ghost is hanging out with him. She gets a nice bear.
Oh, boy. That'll make up for, you know.
But, I mean, how, epic was Jumping Jack Flash
in
that game?
Jumping Jack... The arrangement of Jumping Jack Flash they had in that game is the best final song I've seen in a music game since Space Channel 5, I want to say.
And until you play Devil Went Down to Georgia next week.
Maybe, hopefully. We'll see. But no, because that won't be set up Elite Beat Agents, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to play it if you guys don't know what I'm talking about. Elite Beat Agents was awesome. Great song. The hardest difficulty of that game is so satisfying for me. It's not, impossible. I play, the hardest songs of Guitar Hero. I just, know, okay, I have no chance. I'll set a vote a lot of time to this. You know, I got a hang of Elite Beat Agents. I understood what to do. I was pretty good at it. I was better than you were.
Yeah.
I was. And I really liked Elite Beat Agents. Any other favorites you want to talk about?
I guess we should bring up Pokemon.
Yeah, I was going to think. Actually, I really liked Pokemon Diamond.
I did, too. It's just there's still some things that are stupid design choices. I mean, it's still the best. Sometimes you use the touchscreen to make a menu choice, but then, if you get to the same choice a different way, now you have to use the top screen and buttons to do it. Just stuff like that. It's very inconsistent. I mean, it's still the best Pokemon yet, but there's a lot of really strange inconsistencies in the game's design.
Maybe. I mean, a lot of the touchscreen stuff was tacked on, but I just never used a lot of it myself. For commands and stuff, I just used the D-pad.
So I at least using the touchscreen to pick all my moves and stuff.
But it was definitely the most fun I had with a Pokemon game in a long time.
I
actually beat it, which I hadn't done since Gold and Silver, actually. But I really...
still haven't beaten it.
And I made I was getting all the legendary Pokemon and stuff. No, I really enjoyed that. What Pokemon did you start with?
Oh, gosh. The grass one.
The grass one. Piplup was
Tortuga,
mine.
Torterra,
something like that.
That's a Tortuga stuff.
I had a pretty nice team. I had the new Eevee, too.
I had
the grass Eevee. Leafeon. Leafeon was pretty badass.
Generic name, though, but whatever.
what? Glaceon, Leafeon. Vaporeon's a nice name. I have to give him that. Yeah. I always like the Eevees. I have to have the new Eevees on my team. No, I really did like that Pokemon, actually, and it probably is one of my favorite DS games.
I can't think of anything that's just jumping out at me like I'm the best.
Dawn of Sorrow, Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow, was a really good Castlevania game.
I played Area of Sorrow literally to 100% completion. I think by the time Dawn of Sorrow came out, I was kind of burned out on it.
I didn't play Area of Sorrow as much. I played Circle of the Moon a lot, skipped up on Harmony of Dissonance and Area of Sorrow, so I really liked Dawn of Sorrow. It was my favorite of the portable ones.
I like Portrait of Ruin better than I like Dawn of Sorrow, I think.
Really? Because I thought Portrait of Ruin was really disappointing.
No, I kind of enjoy it.
No, I thought it was an incredibly linear, dull experience, honestly. But you had that second character who was practically worthless.
Right.
I don't know. I really liked Dawn of Sorrow a lot more than Portrait of Ruin, as far as Castlevania games go. How about the Tetris game? That's a good Tetris game.
Yeah, but it was just that, a good Tetris game.
Had a fun multiplayer mode. Oh, God, Mario Kart DS.
That is like the definitive Mario Kart experience.
That is the best Mario Kart game. I played that game a lot.
I did too.
Yeah, Mario Kart DS, it had so many of the best tracks from the other games. A lot of great tracks in its own right. Some fun characters, including the first one had Dry Bones in it.
It's like Tank.
Rob.
Yeah.
Inspired choices. I really liked Mario Kart DS. Plus, it had pretty decent online mode for DS game. Metroid Prime Hunters, disappointing. Metroid Prime Pinball, kind of awesome.
Yeah, I didn't play much of it.
That was pretty sweet. Not much to say about it. It's Metroid and Pinball.
Yeah.
Best video game pinball game I played since Kirby Pinball, I have to say.
Then you had new Super Mario Brothers was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was fun. I mean, as far as 2D Mario games go, I mean, nothing super special. It was easy. But it was fun. It was cool to play a Mario game again and all that.
I thought of my favorite, but I want you to say what's yours first.
Are we there already?
You think so? Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I played Final Fantasy III, but I didn't even really like it that much.
Right.
No, I know what my favorite is, I guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, my favorite is Elite Beat Agents. It's my favorite music game I played since Samba de Amigo. Just an awesome track list for me. I really like those kind of, I guess, poppy in a way kind of songs. Real upbeat. But I feel like, what are you going to say? You seem real proud of it. Am I going to change my mind?
No, you're going to hit me or something.
All right.
Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith.
Okay, you're just being gay.
I love that game.
Okay, I know. You're just being gay, though, because that's not your favorite.
It might be.
You just liked it a lot. And you're like, oh, this is going to be a real upbeat choice. That is so freaking gay. Change your answer right now.
If I had to pick something else...
It was fun, but come on,
that
God.
That game was sweet.
It was... I know... It was surprisingly good. Christ, AJ. Best DS game.
All right, well, if you're not going to let me have that...
I'm not going to... No. I don't want you to tell me that I'm not letting you. I want you to say, I made a bad choice. I'm sorry. Here's my real answer.
I made a bad choice. I'm sorry. Here's my real answer.
Okay, Christ. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to go with EBA as well.
There we go. See, agreeing with me is always a much better option.
Whew, back in his good graces.
God. Yeah, that's right. Don't forget, this is my show.
I just do all the work.
Who actually writes for 411 Mania?
Who actually edits the show and uploads it and pays the $3 a month?
But who does the intro?
Me, because I add the music. That's the intro.
No. The vocal intro.
Yeah, you.
And who actually... got the show going. Who made the logo?
After I tried to for 2 years, then you finally said one day.
We would have had no chance.
All right.
Okay, so I guess that's it then. EBA, so far, question, any DS games on the horizon that you think might overtake it?
What is on the horizon?
We didn't talk... Phantom Hourglass has been pretty good so far. I don't know if it's going to be my favorite, but it's been awesome so far. Well, how about that... There's that Ninja Gaiden game that's actually looking kind of sweet.
That does look good.
Maybe that Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles game could be good.
Also could be good.
I don't know. I feel like there's some other things we're forgetting about DS future, but, it will come there. DS always has a pretty good flow of great games.
They need a new Mario Golf on the DS.
Yeah, that'll they'll get to it. Happy. They will get to it. I want to do a swing thing with the stylus that might end up sucking.
Nope, just want the AB controls.
Well, too bad for you.
Yeah.
All right. That was the best ever. So let's get to our weekend gaming. You want to talk about what you've been playing first?
I played Drive Across the Country in 43 hours.
Yeah, that's fascinating. This isn't your faggy little blog,
though.
Well,
I mean, because of that, I didn't play a ton. Let's see. I played...
You've been playing since you've been home.
Yeah, I played some stuff. We played... I got back in the Folklore a bit, the demo, at least. We just rented it, but I haven't played that.
But you didn't Folklore at first. Now you're
no,
like...
because I played through... I played the part of the demo where you're the girl. I can't remember her name. And then I finally played the part where you're the guy. And in the first demo, at least... he did things where you're sucking out souls of larger enemies where you had to, like, shake the controller back and forth in this kind of rhythm, like you were yanking the soul out of them. And that was pretty cool, actually. But then there's a new demo released, the PlayStation Underground demo, and the beginning was so slow. And, like, just a lot of exposition. And even that, I could tell, was shortened. So that was long and confusing. Which means in the full game, it's probably even longer, but hopefully less confusing. Hmm. But it took like a good 10 minutes of the demo before I even got to attack anything.
But we rented it. Hopefully it'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
I rented Beautiful Katamari.
What do you think?
Well, you know, it's fun for me because I never played a Katamari game before, besides like the 5 minutes I played of the original in like, you know, a store kiosk. It's amusing. You know, I like rolling up some Katamaris. It's quirky. Definitely really quirky. It's almost so quirky, though, and completely random that I think almost anybody can be that quirky. Like, the game over scream's going to be some guy yelling at you while you're on a pool table. Balls are coming at you.
That's what I said. Like, the first one, it was neat because it was so, like, kind of Japanese, English thing. But, I mean, now it just seems like they're trying to do that. And it just seems forced anymore.
But the game's fun. I must not be very good at it, though. I mean, I try my hardest, and the King of All Cosmos just tells me that I suck every time.
I think he's supposed to.
No, because I'm pretty sure I can do better. I mean, I think he can roll up some pretty big Katamaris.
Are you rolling Katamaris in your sleep?
Well, no. What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
But, I don't know. It seems fun enough. I'm glad I rented it. It'll be fun. I'm never buy it or anything. I think if there's another one, it should be a Xbox Live Arcade game.
Yeah, seriously, that's what everybody thought.
How much is it? It's not a $60 game, is it? If I wanted to buy it,
I hope not.
I can't imagine.
I think the first one PS2 was like 20.
Yeah, right. What else do you play?
We got to try some of the battle mode of the Guitar Hero 3 demo.
Oh, that's right, we're playing the Guitar Hero 3 demo.
Which was a lot of fun.
It was interesting that me and Chris were playing it. And we did every other song, and you know, we killed the other person within seconds.
Then That's what he was saying.
We did that song me and you did again, which
Even Flow.
We went through the whole song gang and got to sudden death.
Huh.
So I wonder if there might be some balance issues there.
We'll have to try it.
Because I was playing Even Flow, and you know, we got to sudden death. I was thinking, you know, it might be too hard to kill off your opponent.
Right.
With other songs, I mean, you know, you give them one of those fret attack things, and they're done for.
Huh.
So, I don't know. Balance issues... I think it seemed like a cool thing when I played it, but when I think about more, I don't know if it's really a well-thought-out idea.
That would be good when you don't have any friends over, you want to play it online, then you just do the battle rather than like doing like, because like, I think co-op with a stranger would be like, yeah, let's rock out. And then that guy's like
doing
the bassist,
co-op with like, a stranger oh. Sounds like an incredibly lonely inside experience.
Yeah, but the battle mode at least sounds like it'd be more fun.
Yeah, I suppose that makes sense. I don't know. That many people really gonna play Guitar Hero 3 online?
I think so.
Guitar Hero's always seemed like I don't think I appreciate the co-op mode as much as other people do. I always appreciated Guitar Hero more of a single player game.
Well, that's because you kind of played it to death on the PS2, and when it did come out for the 360, and like everybody else got into it, you were kind of done with it. You always said.
That is true.
Maybe you'll discover a rebirth of the game when the third one comes out on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe. I doubt it.
Yeah.
All right. Did you play anything else? Because I don't think I did. Well, I did, but...
I played a little bit of the Need for Speed Pro Street demo.
What's that? Wait, there's a... I never even heard of that Need for Speed.
Yeah, it's...
I don't
it's,
think it exists.
It was actually pretty neat. The race I played in the demo was... It was a relatively straight track, and there were four checkpoints, and it would record your speed as you went through the checkpoints. Then whoever had the highest speed at the end of the race was, like, the winner. So, like, you would try to, like, line up a good straight line through everybody and hit your nitro. The thing was, right before the finish line, I, like, wrecked my car, which was pretty spectacular looking. And it disqualified me. I didn't feel like playing it again, and I didn't go back to it yet. I played the new Xbox Live Arcade releases.
What?
Battlestar Galactica, which is, like, an improved version of Wing Commander Arena that doesn't quite suck, but it's not that great. And the PSP port Exit, which would be a lot more fun if Mr. Escape moved more quickly. Because he, like, climbs up and down these ladders and ropes and stairs, and he's just, like, walking, and it's like, oh my gosh, hurry it up.
Thank you for bringing up Xbox Live Arcade, though, because I forgot about Extend Every Extra Extreme.
Yeah, you guys got way addicted to that.
Well, I wouldn't say way, but yeah, I was playing for a while. Well, I played, the normal mode, I think. And I mean, I just tried for a little bit. I didn't quite understand it. It seemed like good fun, though. Then I played, like, the mode that's more like, I hate to say it, more like Geometry Wars. Everyone always compares games to Geometry Wars. I'm sick of it. Have you ever heard of a little thing called Robotron?
A lot of people haven't.
My God. Anyways, let's call it the Robotron mode. I played that. And that was fun. And, you know, one of the achievements is to get to level 25. And I was, you know, doing it. And everyone's watching. Oh, man. And it was close. And I got to level 25. I kept going. You know, think I could get to level 100, but I end up dying around 75.
It's rough.
Man, sometimes you, like, tell a video game story, and you think it's going to be awesome, and then you think about what you just said, and you realize it's probably the most boring thing in the world. I was playing up to level 25, but then it was close. Oh, my God. I apologize.
Yeah, really?
It was fun.
We played some Halo 3.
Oh, boy.
And I downloaded some Looney Tunes off Xbox Live Video Marketplace, and that was pretty much it.
Okay. I think this well is dry.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to Mike's Adventures in Final Fantasy.
Okay. Wow, you have a very thoughtful look on your face.
I'm imagining the music playing in the background. I do this every single time.
He's like staring off into space. I could hear it playing in his head. He's like,
great stuff. So, Final Fantasy VIII.
Rumor has it that you're starting to like it.
Yeah, I've been very apathetic towards it, and I mean, I was almost like sitting down to play it, like, ugh. Yeah, it's my duty. I gotta beat every Final Fantasy. At least I'll get to play 9 after this. I know I like that one. So I was just playing like, oh, it's so complicated. Squall so emo. I don't like any of these characters. And then all of a sudden, within one play session, it kind of went suddenly clicking and being awesome.
And that's good.
Like the junction system. Man. Say it for me. Every time I need to say, I'm going to snap. Okay. Anyways, the
junction system.
It just kind of started, you know, making sense to me. And, you know, I was able to use the
junction system
to, like, really kind of plus all of my abilities. Like, you know, I was even using the
junction system.
Like, for different battles, like, sometimes I would need, Blizzard spells to work against, like, the fire guy, stuff like that. Because, you know, you can junction things, different attributes and all that stuff. And I was just getting the hang of it. And there's just, like, there's some actual story advancement, like, besides, like, oh, you're going to school and here's your mission. Because, like, the game seems so cold at first because you're literally just, like, a bunch of missionaries. And you're, like, you know, you're given missions and, like...
You mean mercenaries?
Yeah, what'd I say?
Missionaries?
Missionaries. No, not you're not missionaries. That'd be better. You're mercenaries, and you know, you're doing your missions, and they're just like, you know, they barely seem to care about it. Why should I? If I mean, they're apathetic about what they're doing, why should I give a damn? They're like, oh, this is our job. I mean, you get a salary in the game. I'm not even joking. You walk around, and like, every, like, you know, 2 hours, it's like, you get paid 2,000 gil. I mean, it's like, I'm literally like, yeah, I'm going to work playing Final Fantasy. Plus, there was all the tutorials. I don't know if I used this joke last week, but if I would have given Final Fantasy VIII another name, it would have just called a Final Fantasy tutorial. But the tutorial stopped. I think, you know, every possible feature has been explained to me. Like,
it's good.
The villain was finally introduced, like, 10 hours into the game. there's been character development. like, you know, people are starting to actually question why they're just mindless mercenaries and stuff like that.
Right.
Been some epicness. I got the disc too, which is kind of significant that it felt like I was actually advancing. Because for a while, like, I was fighting so few battles and doing so much exposition. It was just like, I don't think I'm anywhere near completing this game. I think I'm just stuck in the tutorial that's been going on for 10 hours. But no, it's clicking. It's been fun lately. I'm getting the hang of it. I'm getting into the story. I'm liking some of these characters, especially this new guy, Irvine, who's like a cowboy. He's a very romantic type of character, sharpshooter. You know, I mean,
Seems kind of like the cowboy counterpart of Balthier's pirate.
Yeah, kind of, I mean, you know, it's pretty easy to, like, they know when they're making the character fans are going to like the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I think it took a little time for this guy to show up. Because once he did, things turned
Awesome. I never even heard of him before, so.
Well, I don't think you've heard of any of these characters besides Squall. Name a Final Fantasy character. Final Fantasy character besides Squall.
There's the chick named Rinoa.
Rinoa.
And there's the kid with the shorts. Like, Zach?
Zell, but nice try.
No, thank you.
Zach is from Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Final Fantasy VIII and began to like it. I'm about 17 hours into it, disc 2. A couple more weeks, I think I'll put this one to bed.
All right.
But I've also been playing Final Fantasy Tactics.
Good.
I've been doing a lot of random encounters. I mean, in between every story mission, you have to go level up for a while before you can do anything else. So, I mean, just, you know, since it's on the PSP, every time I go to the bathroom, every time I got a couple minutes, I go do a battle, I go level up stuff. But it's fun because, you know, you get rewarded, you get to get new abilities, advance your jobs every once in a while. So it's still fun. Just seems like it's going to be slow going there. But, you know, nothing new really to report on Final Fantasy Tactics. I still really like it.
Good. Junction system.
Just testing that.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell is he snapping for?
I hope the snap showed up, otherwise that might have just been weird. Junction system. Oh, yeah, I said it there.
There you go.
When I mimicked your retarded voice. Uh-huh. Junction system.
You ever hear how Andrew does your voice?
I think he tried to explain it once.
I'm going to do a podcast. I'm going to talk about video games.
That's very flattering.
I like Cajun chicken pasta and Red Lobster.
What did you?
Just control,
what did I ever do to your? This is your roommate Andrew that he hates me so much.
Because your name's the Doc.
But it's not even that.
I know. Just every time that you would call me on the cell phone and start playing the Star Trek music, he'd go, "Oh, he summons." Just get so
he's
mad.
Always so cordial and nice whenever I see him.
That's what's so funny about it.
Yes.
He's convinced you're building a weather machine to take over the world. You're going to make it rain all the time so you can stay inside and play video games.
I stay inside and play video games anyways. I hate the rain because I have to drive in it when I go to school.
Exactly.
Okay. I guess that's it for my adventures in Final Fantasy. Pretty rousing adventures, though. Especially now that I mastered that.
Junction system.
What are you laughing for?
I don't know.
All right.
Welcome to the first and last 411 Presents Floating Barrel Podcast.
I think this is a great show.
Yes.
After that, what? I think I had to start the introduction 6 times.
Because
I kept forgetting to add the 411 Presents
part.
We're
nervous. We're next to each other.
Nervous. I think I'm just not thinking very clearly. I don't think I take this seriously enough.
makes us unique.
Yeah, it makes us unique, our apathy.
We're real gamers.
Oh, wait. My apathy.
Gamers don't care about anything.
No, I know you care. You shut up. If we're running short on time, I'm going to talk about why I hate somebody on 411 and what they said. I'll find out. You talk about the downloadable game releases.
All right.
I'm going to get ready to rant because I bet he's not even listening to this and what the heck.
Very good. So we got our usual virtual console releases. Lunar Pool for the NES. It's some kind of pool game. Billiards, that is.
You know what was a great pool game?
What's that?
The pool game that came with Monkey Ball 2.
That was a good pool game.
That was the best pool game I ever played.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, real pool. That's fun, too.
Yeah, having one of those table things helps. We got Ninja Jaju Maru-kun.
What'd you say? I think you said a racial slur in there somewhere.
I have. Apologies. Ninja Jaja Maru-kun.
Ninja Jaja.
No, Jaja Maru. That's all one word.
Jaja Maru.
But the J, J, and M are capitalized. And hyphen, kun. Maybe kun. I don't know.
It's either kun or kun. Great. What?
Yeah. Take on the role of a ninja called Jajamaru and rescue the captured Princess Sakura from the evil Namatsu Dayu. This action-packed game, previously unreleased. Oh, okay, so this is another Japanese import game. Previously unreleased outside Japan, so that's good. At least they're giving us some Japan-only games still.
Yeah, boy.
Last one we got. Oh, hang on. We got to read this. Possibly leading to the ultimate power-up, a ride on Gamapakun, the giant frog.
I don't know what you're laughing for. That does sound like the ultimate power-up.
I know. I want to play this now. Gamapakun. That must be where the kun comes from. Anywho, Golden Axe 3 on the Sega Genesis.
I didn't even know there was a third one.
I didn't either.
I reviewed the first one.
Yeah.
I think you all, for 4-1, you guys all need to read that. I was pretty proud of that review.
I wrote like one or two player way too many words. Play as a giant, a panther, or a sword-wielding human.
Wait, you can play as a panther?
Or a giant.
Wait, what about the dwarf?
I don't know, you got a sword-wielding human.
Well, no, which one has the golden axe?
I don't know.
Because the dwarf had the golden axe before.
What you the have heck? To regain the golden axe to save the kingdom.
I hope you fight the dwarf at the end.
That'd be sweet.
A twist. What else?
So we got the Xbox Live Arcade. I already mentioned these. Battlestar Galactica and Exit.
Yes.
On the PlayStation Network, they released the iCreate software for the PlayStation Eye, not iToy.
Wait, it's not the iToy?
No, it's called the PlayStation Eye.
Oh man, we don't want to call it the iToy.
No, it's taken seriously now. But this program lets you do some basic video editing with clips you capture on the Eye, and they released the original PS1 Spyro for download. Play it on your PS3 or PSP.
Hey, it's
PSP.
Probably the best Spyro game.
Yeah, seriously. Then GameTap. We had a game called Abomination.
Oh,
guess
don't
how
care.
Good that is. We also have Clans.
Don't care.
RPG. All leading up to Clive Barker's Jericho. Brand new game, day and date release. Reviews all over the place for this one. Some people say it's decent, some people say it's absolute shit. But if you have GameTap,
that's not all over
free.
The place. That's over two places. Does anyone say it's actually good?
There's
probably somebody out there.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will like it.
Someone who, you know, reviews any first-person shooter favorably.
But I mean, hell, when it's free, that gives it some brownie points at least, right?
Is there, like ads or something? Or GameTap?
No. Well, if you're a subscriber, that's how you get it. It's not on the free service.
Okay, I still don't quite understand
GameTap.
So it's
not really free. That's part of your
subscription. All right, let's talk about the real games, because
okay.
All of those sounded pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, never mind. The first game I got here is The Witcher for the PC.
No, actually, I'm curious about that game. I've heard a lot about it. I'm curious to see if it's going to be any good.
I don't know. It's called The Witcher.
It's based off of a Polish comic book.
Man, you've convinced me. Hellgate London's coming out this Halloween?
Really?
Yeah.
Then when was that beta supposed to start?
Well, I don't know.
Because I went to go pre-order the game. I called you and had you look on the website to see if the beta had started. And the website said coming soon.
Man, this game was announced forever ago.
Yeah, the demo's decent.
If you say so. Yeah. I've always been apathetic towards this game. I don't know why. Maybe because I've given up on PC gaming, so.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock, 360, Wii, PS3, PS2, and Mac.
Yeah.
Interesting development. Yeah. The 28th.
Very excited. That's Sunday.
It has a very good track list, it seems, so I'm excited.
I'm excited to get my hands on that new guitar. They said the fret buttons are a lot better for hammer-ons and pull-offs.
I'm just excited to replace that Explorer guitar that I despise so much. Stranglehold, PS3, finally coming up for the PS3.
Yeah, like 2 months later it took them.
Well, it comes with that Blu-ray movie of...
You have to get the collector's edition for $70, and apparently it's going to be in pretty limited quantities, too.
I bet if you really want it, you can find it.
Yeah.
Naruto, Rise of the Ninja, Xbox 360. We have to have a Naruto game every freaking week, it seems.
Well,
like
this one is more of a big deal. Supposedly, this one's more of an actual game and less of a cash-in.
You know, that's what they said about that Dragon Ball Z Sagas game. Remember that? Ended up being very horrible.
Yeah.
But that comes out October 30th. PC, NBA Live 08. I think that's been out on other platforms for a while.
Yeah.
Simpsons game, DS, 360, PS2, Wii, and PS3. It'll be interesting to see if this game doesn't suck.
I like the demo. I like the concept. We'll see.
I like the run.
And the two-player co-op in it should be fun.
Time Shift, PC, 360, October 30th. Can you?
They used to be set in this kind of steampunk setting, and then the game got completely rebooted. Now it's just kind of generic futuristic sci-fi.
I can't get myself excited about FPSs like this.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. So I saw a picture of it, and I said, oh, it's Haze. Because that guy looks a lot like the Haze guy. Is it really just me?
He really does.
I mean, I can't tell a difference. But I don't know. It's FPS with time mechanics.
Yeah, and it's
probably
they haven't seen that well implemented.
Virtual Fighter 5, Xbox 360, October 30th.
I'm Virtual Fighter 5. I'm looking forward to that.
Why are you looking forward to that? You don't even
like
Virtual Fighter.
I played the VF5 360 demo. And right before that, too, I was actually playing the VF5 PS3 demo at a kiosk. And as I was playing, I was like, you know what? I haven't played a Virtual Fighter in a really long time, and I used to really like this series.
Well, I don't know. It's not the series you remember, because I rented Virtual Fighter 5 for the PS3, and I played it for a good weekend. You know, I kept playing in faith, like, oh, I'll get good, and, like, I never did.
Yeah, because, like, I booted
it's
up with,
hard.
What's her name, Sarah Bryant, and all the moves I remembered were still there from VF1.
I don't know. I was playing as that new character, that Rey Mysterio knockoff. But
right, right. Well, because he's newer, so you...
I don't know. It was just really hard for me. Not my cup of tea. Manhunt 2, PS2, Wii, and PSP, October 29th. I didn't realize this was coming out so soon.
Yeah, but it's still not coming out in Britain. They resubmitted it to the review board there, and they said, again, new.
No offense, British listeners, if there are any of you.
Don't. You're not going to be missing much. This game's probably going to be pretty mediocre, I bet.
Yeah, I'm sure. Be interesting to see what the reviews are. You know, it's kind of lucky it had all that.
Yeah,
you
seriously,
know,
that actually helped it more than anything, I bet you.
Battalion Wars 2 for the Wii, also known as Bui.
Already coming
October
out?
October 29th. Yeah, that's what I said. Huh. Yeah, I haven't heard much about this game since it was, announced.
Yeah.
But here it comes.
Woo.
I don't know. I didn't like the...
I think part of the problem was controls. So if they use the Wii controls the way I think they should, that should help the game out a lot.
What's wrong with me? I almost just said I didn't like the first one very much. I didn't even play it for a second.
I did. I rented it.
I just assume I didn't like it. I don't know. Maybe it's good.
Maybe you heard me saying I didn't like it that much.
Maybe. Dementium, The Ward for the DS, October 31st. What the heck? You know, it kind of looks like a Hotel Dusk ripoff.
Yeah, I heard of it. I think it is something like that, yeah.
Tabula Rasa, PC, October 30th.
I played the beta and... For all the talk of how different this game is, it seemed kind of boring, truth be told.
Is it an MMORPG?
Yeah, but it's trying to be more action-oriented. Imagine a third-person shooter with a lot of lag, and it didn't matter if you aimed at the creature you're shooting at, as long as you were just in the general vicinity of it.
Well, I can kind of understand that.
Now, what I understand is that the instance dungeons that you got to once you hit, level 10... Since they were a little more specifically designed for, a more kind of interactive experience, they were really good. And I never got that far in the beta. So maybe that's when the game starts getting good. And it also has this neat thing where you advance, you only start as just, you don't pick a class. And then comes a point at level 5 where you go either a weapon specialist or whatever their magic thing is called in the game. And then you keep branching. But you can clone your character at any time. So before a branch, you could clone your character.
Blank slate.
And you can keep going back. And the way it works is you pick a first name and last name for your character, and all your clones keep the same last name. That's how people can identify you in the game.
Hmm. All right. Well, I have no interest in that. Sega Rally Revo PC, October 30th. Talking about no interest. There you go again. Sega Rally Series. King of Fighters 11, PS2, November 2nd.
11?
Yes. Apparently this is the first one since King of Fighters 2003.
Street Fighter 4, please.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really played these games. Closest I came to playing them was SNK versus Capcom.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a fine 2D fighting game. I'm sure it's fine. But that's it for the weekly releases.
All right.
Geez, is there anything else you want to talk about?
You said you wanted to rant.
I don't know.
About something.
Do I?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, because I sent that guy a cordial email. I don't want to be a jerk on the podcast.
Oh no.
If he's a jerk to me back, I'll lay it all out next week.
Okay.
But
fair enough.
You know, just so people know what I'm talking about. I'll just say what happened. Who Jordan Williams, fellow writer at 411, writer of the Working Title column, criticized people who play Smash Brothers. Tournament style, he called it. Basically, it means no items and, not on gimmick stages. You know, he criticized us and kind of criticized us heavily, I would say. So I sent him an email in defense of tournament style Smash Brothers, and we'll see how he responds. But I was a little bit upset, but I'm calm now.
You truly live a life of leisure. This is the most upsetting and pressing thing going on in the world of Mike Menotti.
Well, I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to be mean. It's just the way it was written, I don't like either, honestly.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about this. This is kind of cool. There's a contest at 411 Mania right now. You can win a Halo 3 Legendary Edition.
I got mine right over there.
Yes, you have one because you're a giant tool bag.
I traded
you actually bought one.
Buttload of games.
I would make fun of you if you bought one of these, but if you win one, I will not scorn you at all. But to, you know, enter the drawing for this, you just have to send an email to stone9cold@aol.com. That's my boss. With a Halo 3 in the subject title line and 411 rules in the body. And that's it. You'll be put into the drawing, and someone's going to win. You know, chances are probably, you know, as far as a contest for this kind of thing goes, I bet your chances are probably pretty good.
Yeah.
So, you know, enter it. I mean, if you already have Halo 3, I'm sure you're dying for a helmet.
I guess I must not be eligible since I'm related to a 411 employee.
Well, I don't know, because I asked my boss if I was eligible, and he was like, maybe. So I was like, I just won't enter.
Yeah.
How about that?
So am I a 411 employee now?
No, you're not.
Damn it.
You're my sidekick.
Sidekick?
Yeah. What's the name of the column you write for 411?
It's called Mike Menotti Sucks.
Yeah, that's very clear. You don't have one, so you're my sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to bring us home?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to step on your podcast. Anyway.
Oh, wait, that's right. I remember how much I hate you.
Yeah, I'll do it.
No, I'm doing it. Cause
it's my job.
You don't hate. No, you don't.
Yeah,
have
I used
any
to
job.
Do this. You just started doing it one day, so I'm going to do it again.
Because you did it all gay-like.
I don't. I say.
You always have the last freaking word.
I'm not even talking about that.
No, you always have the last word, last gay word.
He who edits has the power.
You always have some random quote from whatever stupid game you last played.
This is going so downhill.
The cake is not real. Oh,
the cake
portal.
Is a lie, you jackass.
Portal. It's the cake is a lie, Mike. That's not right. Christ.
Anyway, be sure to check out our blog, explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. We'll post stuff there. And also, check out 411mania.com/games. And most of all, Mike's column, The Full Circle, a weekly Xbox 360 news wrap-up.
Man, The Full Circle kind of sucks this week. I'm not going to lie.
Well, not much. Why not?
Yeah, I know. I feel bad about it. I'm like, there's not much I can do, you know? If nothing's happening, I just want to be like, Halo 4 announced! Just try to get some excitement going, but...
Play your Halo 3, everybody.
No, it'll play your fun. Orange Box, everybody.
Yeah, that's very true. For great justice.
I don't know. But Guitar Hero 3 next week, that'll be better.
Yeah, we'll have a lot to talk about then.
But go, please go read my column anyways, so they know that, you know, you guys like me. I was lying before when I said I hated you guys.
What was that poll result you got the other week?
I had a poll asking people when they bought their 360. First off, I actually got 96 votes, which was a record for me. But the tying result at 26% was I don't have a 360.
Why are they reading an Xbox 360
I have no
news
idea.
Review?
I have no idea why 26% of my readers don't own an Xbox 360. I mean, thanks for reading. You guys are welcome. I mean, I don't mind.
Maybe they're like, you know, like locked on the outside, wistfully looking in.
I'll tell you what, if they get all the way down to the poll, too, they're reading it. Unless they're just like, I just love polls, man. I just go there for the poll.
Poll addicts. let's stop. This has gone on long enough.
I'm reminiscing. What? I think this is the best part of the podcast.
Okay, yes.
If no one likes it, they can email me. Tokoto@gmail.com. You don't like something, you tell me about it.
You can email
I dare
me
you.
Too if you want.
What?
Email me, too.
No, don't email him. He's
edgeguy711@gmail.com.
Don't email him. He's gay. That's what I say about you. Well, thank you for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week. I think I drank too much Dr. Pepper today.
Oh, yes.
I haven't had a non-diet pop in a long time. I think I'm going to have some more. Oh, do we drink all of it?
We finished.
Oh, God. I really want some. I'm kind of disappointed. I'll find something good. Maybe I'll dip into that Romulan ale, if nothing else. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week, next Saturday. Maybe we'll get some 411 writers to join us eventually.
Yeah, have a third.
Let me know if there's any favorite writers you guys want to see on. Let me know. This outro's been real long. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Out.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about.